This is Dr. Wynn Henderson, and I'm going to be reading today from my book, Freedom from Addiction, Roman numeral 2. This is chapter 7. The title is A Disease with a Spiritual Cause. There's something missing in the search for happiness and fulfillment in our lives, which is mistakenly sought through alcohol, drugs, sex, and all the other addictive behaviors. We try to find the answer to that missing something in things that are common and available. Imagine Lieber's scale with physical pleasures and pursuits in the form of eggs in one basket and spiritual eggs in the other. Pretend there are only so many eggs available for an individual's baskets. When a physical trait is removed, the egg moves to the spiritual side and vice versa. To load up on one side of the scale lightens the other side. Now visualize the physical basket loaded with the delights of the five senses. Taste, touch, smell, sight, hearing. Visualize the spiritual basket filled with spiritual traits. Love, contentment, acceptance, joy, security, compassion, courage, patience, happiness, and peace of mind. Yielding to addictive behaviors involves loading your eggs in the physical basket and taking them away from the spiritual side. As more eggs are transferred from the spiritual basket to the physical basket, one's life becomes less balanced and less manageable. With a relative spiritual void, a subconscious aching need develops. To succeed in filling this void, eggs must be transferred back from the physical basket. As spiritual efforts increase, physical symptoms decrease. So, how do we fill this spiritual void? We can accomplish this by following a spiritual path in our journey through life. Examples would be 12-step programs, church attendance, Bible study, prayer, meditation, and detaching from materialistic possessions and associations. Which spiritual path works best for you? This question is best answered through prayer and meditation. One asks for advice and waits on the answer until it comes. Everyone's degree of difficulty and distress from the symptoms of addiction are different, and one individual's symptoms never exactly equals another's. Fortunately, the type and degree make absolutely no difference in the treatment program, which is the same for all. This book will provide you the understanding needed for spiritual growth. You may not be ready today to admit your helplessness and to surrender your control to God, but hopefully this exposure will give you the answers you need when you are ready. Look deep inside yourself. What is your life trying to tell you? When you are ready, there will be someone to help you. Have faith, because faith is all it takes to succeed and to walk away from your pain and suffering.